It's Sunday, May 9th, 2021. It's Mother's Day, and we welcome you to our celebration of mothers on this special day. I invite you to open your Bibles and read our scriptures this week, which are in Proverbs 31, 10 through 31, Colossians 3, 18 through 25, and Matthew 7, 7 through 12. On this Mother's Day, I'd like to start with a story. Johnny was complaining to a friend about how hectic his days were since he got his first job. He said, "I get up at 6 each morning and eat my breakfast." And the friend asked, "You mean you get up and fix your own meal?" "Well, no," said Johnny. "My mother prepares it for me. She has to cook Dad's breakfast by 6:30 anyway." Well, the friend replied, "Gosh, your mom gets up that early just to fix breakfast?" "Oh, no," said the young man. "She likes to get up early. It gives her more time to do things she enjoys, like mopping floors and dusting furniture and shopping for groceries and preparing lunch for me and Dad." "I see," said their friend. "But she does have the afternoon for herself." "Oh, yes," was the reply. "She spends that time playing with my little sister, sewing and preparing supper, because my dad and I like to have supper on the table when we come home from a hard day's work. And we think that's fair. After all, Mom doesn't work." Well, such an attitude, it brings chuckles and groans because it's so ridiculous. Just because a mother or a wife is not employed outside the home, it doesn't mean that she doesn't work. Now, I'd be willing to bet that very few fathers and husbands wouldn't trade jobs with you moms. I mean, if you take a moment and figure out the monetary value of a mother's service in the home, here is probably just a partial list of the various functions she performs: a chauffeur, gardener, family counselor, teacher, maintenance worker, cleaning woman, housekeeper, cook, motivational speaker, errand runner, bookkeeper, budget manager, interior decorator, caterer, dietitian, secretary, public relations person, hostess, and a nurse. And of course, I'm making this list from what I've seen my wife, my mother, and my stepmom do out of love for our family. But using these impressive lists of household goods, if you figure out the dollar value of a mother's work in today's labor market, it comes to right around $2,226 a week. That's $115,000 a year. Mothers, we know that you have a 24-hour-a-day job, one which demands not only all of your time, but also all of your attention and energy. And because of that realization, we salute you today in a fashion that we should honor you every day for all you do for us and for all you give to your family. Few of us show our mothers the depth of love and honor and respect that we should, and we know we don't. We feel guilty about it. So on Mother's Day, we try to make up for the failure by giving moms and wives gifts that symbolize our true feelings and of affection and appreciation. You know, we give all sorts of gifts, which range from the extravagant to the simple, from store-bought to homemade, from fancy flowers to fattening foods. And we should shower our mothers and wives with gifts, for she needs to be reminded of our love and gratitude for all she has done. But my chief concern today is that this gift-giving not be just one day a year. We should give our mothers and wives each day. Today, I want to suggest several gifts of a non-materialistic, non-commercial nature that are necessary in the Christian family and should be given each day. So no matter what age you are, from 9 months to 90 years, no matter how many children of your own you have, the Bible says that the gift you should give your mother every day is honor. One of the Ten Commandments says, "Honor your father and mother." And that means that we children are to treat our mothers with great respect in how we act toward them and in the way we speak to them. Did you realize that in ancient Israel, if a child cursed his mother, he was to be put to death? That's in Exodus 21, 17. So they took God's law very seriously. And there's not much that angers me more than to hear children speak sarcastically or hatefully or sharply to their mothers. The Lord demands that you speak with the utmost love and respect for you, to your mother. She is the instrument through which God gave you life, so she put her life in jeopardy in order to give you birth. She has sacrificed many of the luxuries of life in order to feed, clothe, and educate you. So you must never be dishonorable to your mother in a way that you speak to her or about her. You must offer her the gift of honor in what you say. Now, there's an old story about a family with four children who were celebrating Mother's Day. Dad and the kids decided to create their own Mother's Day presents for Mom that year. Mom sat in her favorite chair expectantly. And the oldest child, the oldest girl, she wrote Mom a poem. She wrote, "Roses are red, violets are blue. You are the best mom. It really is true." And she had written it on a piece of paper and decorated the edges like a certificate. And after reading it, she placed it on a silver tray and presented it to Mom. Well, the oldest boy, he took the tray and placed a carefully drawn and painted scene of their house and family. And for 7 years old, it wasn't bad. Well, the youngest boy, he took the tray and he set a paper dessert plate on, which he had colored and decorated on the tray. The plate contained three Oreo cookies from his school lunch, and they were his favorite, so this was quite a sacrifice. There were four, but the temptation got the better of him while he was setting everything up, and Mom could see the cookie crumbs in the corner of his mouth. Well, the youngest daughter was just a little distraught. She hadn't thought of anything or made anything, and in their excitement, Dad and the other children, they forgot her. But she took the silver tray, set it on the floor in front of Mom, stepped onto the tray and said, "I give you me. I give you me." Isn't that what Christ offered to us when he died on the cross? God gives good gifts to us when we ask, when we honor him in the way we live. So we must also give our wives and mothers honors in the way that we live, whether we want it to be that way or not. The way we live is a reflection on him. So if you really want to honor your mother, your wife, you should live in a way that she will be proud of. You must live an honorable life. God commands that you should honor your mother. Has your lifestyle done that? Well, the first and the greatest thing that all children should give their mothers is the gift of honor through what we say and how we live. Another gift that God says you unmarried children must give to your parents is obedience. So as long as you live in the household of your parents, you have an obligation to obey them, provided they don't demand that you act contrary to God's word and will. For the Bible says in Colossians 3:20, "Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord." Well, this principle applies to unmarried children only because the Bible said in Genesis 2:24 that at marriage, man leaves his father and mother and cleaves to his wife. And a woman at marriage, they are to submit to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord, Colossians 3:18. So let me speak just a moment to you unmarried children who are still living at home. The Bible says that you should give your mother the gift of obedience, provided she doesn't ask you to act contrary to God's will. So I realize that there are times when you think that your mother knows absolutely nothing about the way life in our world today. And I'm aware that there are many times you think you know what is best for you, much more than your mom does. But let me tell you something. This may come as a surprise to you in your youth, but your mother is much wiser than you are. She has wisdom and it can only be gained through years of living. Perhaps in a few years you will come to the same conclusion. So when your mother tells you to do some task or chore around the house, do it immediately and without complaint. It is your Christian duty to give her the gift of obedience. And if you want to offer a special gift to your mom this Mother's Day, start giving her the gift of obedience. I smile as I remember a Mother's Day card I saw that was really cute. It was a great big card written in little child's printing, like first grade printing. And on the front was a little boy with untied sneakers. He had a wagon, and toys were everywhere. He had a little cut on his face, and there were smudges all over this card. And he read, "Mom, I remember that little prayer you used to say for me every day." So as I looked inside and read it, it said, "So I thought I should start praying it for you. Happy Mother's Day. And God help you if you ever do that again." Well, now we have seen that all children, no matter what age we are, should give honor to our mothers. We have seen that unmarried children living at home should, in addition to honor, give obedience to their mothers. But now I want us to look briefly at the other side of the coin and examine not only mom's responsibility, but dad's also. Moms and dads, you are not only the recipient of gifts, but you also have a responsibility to offer gifts to your children on this great day, as well as on every day. So as your pastor, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't tell you moms and dads that you should also give good gifts to your children. The first gift you must present to your children is to be the kind of person you want them to be. You must give them a Christian example in what you say and do. For this reason, parents, it is your sacred duty to give them the gift of an exemplary life in word and in deed. You have the power to influence your child for good or evil, so you must be a Christian example in your own home. It's sad but true, because a negative example can come simply through carelessness. Consider this. One day in Sunday school, little Susie was asked to read from the Bible. She told the teacher that she didn't like to read the Bible anymore because she was a grown-up now. Well, the teacher did not understand Susie's attitude, and she told her how important it was to read the Bible. But Susie replied, "I've never seen my mother read the Bible, so it must not be that important as you say." Mothers, you are one of the most powerful influences on your child's life through your word and deeds. Are you giving them a Christian example? Do they see you pray and read the scriptures? Do they hear you witness to your love for Christ? Do they see you serve him in the way you live? And if they do, your children will grow up and they'll call you blessed, as we read in Proverbs 31. Example. So a Sunday school teacher asks his young class members to tell them how they became Christians. Well, they went around the room, and each child telling the details of when he committed his life to the Lord. And finally, it was Tommy's turn. He had no fantastic story to tell. He simply said, "I don't really know. I guess Christianity runs in my family, on my mother's side." So it was obvious that his mother had been a positive Christian example. Parents, are you giving your children a Christian example in the way you talk to them and pray with them? Are you presenting a Christian example in how you love your spouse and in how you love the Lord and his church? Do they see Christ in your unending love, your patience, and your concern for others, and your encouragement of them? So one of the greatest gifts you can offer your children is to be the kind of person you want them to be. The second gift you must give your child is your time. Each one of us knows how hectic life is these days, and there are more demands on us and our time than ever before. And the sad result of this, all the time-consuming activities in our society, is that we leave such precious little time for our children. Because children are a gift from the Lord. They are a gift which must be nourished, cared for, trained, and disciplined. And that takes time, lots of time. Well, children must take priority over social engagements, clubs, adult activities. and in some cases even work. Your children need you more than they need clothes. They need you more than they need a new bicycle or more toys. They need you, your time, your attention, and your affection, more than they need any other thing on earth. So imagine this. Two ladies were sitting on a park bench watching children play. And one of them had no children. And she said to the other, who was a mother of four, Sally, I'd give anything to have children like yours. Well, the mother replied, no, Donna, you wouldn't give anything. You would have to give everything for almost 20 years. Well, that's true, isn't it? Motherhood, as well as fatherhood, is a full-time job, a full-time opportunity, one which demands many sacrifices. So one of the finest gifts you can possibly give your children is your time. Because in giving your time, you give yourself. So we see that this special day demands special gifts. All of us children should give honor to our mothers in what we say and do. Unmarried children, you who are living at home, should give obedience to their mothers. And Mom, your children will be looking for you to show them the kind of person they should be. And to give them your time. For these are the most precious gifts of Mother's Day. Mothers, we thank God for you, for all that you do, for the kindness you show, and for the love you give, and for the example you are. We love you with all of our hearts. May God bless you on this, your special day. So happy Mother's Day. And God help you if you ever do that again. In his service, this has been Pastor Joe.